Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings and mercy of Allah be
God,
with you. Allahu Akbar.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
in te domine speravi, non confundar in aeternum. In you, O Lord, I trust. May I never
Shema
be confounded.
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Walk cheerfully over the earth, answering that of God in every one.
You're listening to Kindred Spirits.
From San Francisco, I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today is Jacob Needleman, a wonderful author whose works have attempted to build bridges of understanding. He wrote A Sense of the Cosmos with an eye toward what is common to modern science and ancient wisdom. His book, The New Religions, speaks to Western readers about the influx of Eastern spiritual tradition. Today we'll consider his most recent writing, entitled Lost Christianity: A Journey of Rediscovery to the Center of Christian Experience. One of the people you profiled, and very comically, I thought, was a rather earthy priest named Father Vincent, who took a very interesting position. He insisted there are no true Christians today, which may be a bit of an extreme statement, but what is he getting at there?
Well, what he's communicating and what the book is partly about, that true spiritual tradition is something of an earthquake in human life. It cuts the ground out from you completely. It takes away what you consider to be your most precious beliefs, your opinions, your sense of yourself, your views of your own value. And in stripping all that away, something else can appear. That's extraordinary, that's higher, that's truly higher. But you can't compromise with that first thing, the stripping away. It can be very gradual. It can be done with a certain strategy that where the person can take his time so that he understands it very, very clearly, what's happening. But at one point in every tradition, every real great spiritual tradition, or at one time or another, a person has to cut something that he's trusted in himself in order to find something higher. Now, when a great spiritual teaching begins to spread throughout many, many numbers of people, something takes place, and everybody more or less recognizes this theoretically, if not actually in fact in detail how it happens. The edges begin to get chipped away. It begins to get rounded a little bit. It begins to get more comfortable. It begins to get easier, more acceptable. Even the idea that it's difficult becomes easy. One begins to say, oh yes, Christianity's difficult, I know that. Or, oh yes, God, the God of Judaism demands absolute trust, I know that. Now, what's for lunch? So there's a very a definite process of whether it's Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, in which what was meant to bring a human being into a completely different level in himself gradually gets turned into the old thing. And what was new and shattering becomes old and comfortable again. And many people would say that that has gone very far, that process of kind of spreading out, getting more comfortable, getting more understandable with the Christian tradition in the Western world, so far that it really has gotten to the point where there are no Christians in that sense. So in that sense, every great saint would agree with Father Vincent, and particularly speaking about himself. One of the most extraordinary things I think you'll find, probably you have in your own meetings with people who are serious in this, is that the greater the person, the more awareness they seem to have of their own distance from where people should be. Not in any false humility sense, but in a real sense of understanding how far we are from what we should be. So that's Father Vincent. There is only one Christian, as Nietzsche said, and he died on the cross.